Hello, everybody. This is Wednesday, and another edition of Butch on Sports to be here with you here. I'm Simply Butch, and as always, thanks for tuning in on this Over the Hump Wednesday. Let me beg my pardon. Thursday now, early Thursday morning, 12:14 on the dot here. Excuse me. Yes, let's get some sports news right quick. This is an abbreviated version of Butch on Sports because it's a wee bit late tonight here. So let's start off with the Detroit Tigers. Casey Mize started tonight and did himself pretty doggone well. He went five innings or a little bit under that and had a lead, but gave it up really, really quick there. And they pulled him out. But again, a good appearance there. Seven strikeouts, about 4 2/3 innings from what I get right now on my little post there. That could change. Who knows? But he did very, very well. In my impression, he was a wee bit nervous. He admitted some of the things that he did in the game that he would take back and get them together. But admirable performance by him. However, the Detroit Tigers didn't do well in the game, of course. They lost to the Chicago White Sox by a score of 5-3. Yes, indeed, there. Every time the White Sox got in good feelings, Detroit will have to always chase them. Detroit, part of the game after the fourth inning or going into the fifth inning, had a 3-1 lead. But again, Chicago came back with double dip home runs by Abreu and company, and that was it. That was done for the Detroit Tigers tonight there. No hitting from the main people, Cabrera, Goodrum. You can name them, I can claim them. Detroit got to do a better job of getting people on base, doing some retro hitting. We know Chicago is a very good hitting team, but you know what? You got to take advantage of the pitchers when the pitchers are not as good as what you think you have on your mound there. Casey Mize, I understand, played a huge role in the game. This is Casey Mize after the game.
Honestly, man, I really try to normalize everything as much as I could. I try to, you know, stick to my routine, my pregame routine, and just try to stay focused. So I think the time for reflection will be, you know, tonight, you know, tomorrow when I come back to the field and get prepared for next start. Because now I'm right in the middle of this thing, and it's what I'm going to be required to do on a daily basis, and it's everything I ever dreamed of. So I think the time for reflection for me is, you know, going to be, you know, tonight or tomorrow. But before the game, I really just tried to stay focused on the task at hand, which is trying to win a ball game.
Yep, that was Casey Mize after the game. Again, to me, he did himself pretty doggone well in the particular game. Again, Tigers lose. This is the eighth in a row that the Tigers lose tonight there. So things are not getting too royal here, and expect more changes for the Detroit Tigers to be made in the upcoming days, or maybe within a week, they're going to be making some more changes. I think right now, if they can't get it together hitting-wise, there's a lot of the people going to get disappointed and be thrown out of here, or else going to be sitting on that bench there. So Detroit has nothing to lose because no one expects them to win anyway. you know, I'm glad he got us geeked up the first part of the season, because almost half the season is done, and they're looking like the Tigers of old here. I don't know. You know, we'll be looking at the Tigers. I mean, the pitcher could do all they can there. I don't care who you bring up here. Your team not hitting, that's got to get fixed and fixed in a hurry. That's just plain simple. I'm not lying. Some NBA basketballs was going on today. Utah beat the Nuggets. 76ers beat Boston. Boston beat the 76ers there. The Dallas Mavericks beat the Los Angeles Clippers tonight. Yes, indeed. They did that. They did it. And, of course, if you miss any Tuesday scores, Orlando, Miami Heat, Houston Rockets, and also the Portland Trail Blazers, all winners in their games there. So tomorrow will be another day of tightening up, and the NBA are playing some good old-fashioned basketball there. We can talk about hockey right now there. The Boston Bruins are in the hunt. They eliminated the Carolina Hurricanes today, okay, and with a 2-1 defeat over them. The Avalanche, they routed the Coyotes 7-1. They won their first round series. Tampa Bay Lightning eliminated the Columbus Blue Jackets out of the Stanley Cups. And they did that in 5 games today. They won in an overtime victory over the Jackets. Talking about Tampa Bay, that is, by a score of 5-4. Of course, yesterday, the Vegas Golden Knights, they rallied from an early 2-goal deficit to eliminate the Chicago Blackhawks by a score of 4-3 to win game 5 in the first round of the playoff series there. And that should be a pretty good one indeed as well there. Okay, we covered a lot of stuff there. When the 2020 NFL season begins next month, guess what, boys and girls? You won't see your favorite team's mascots or cheerleaders. Although I haven't seen no outstanding cheerleaders or mascots in the NFL yet here. Because of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, most of the recent NFLPA protocols, including prohibiting mascots, cheerleaders from playing on the field, according to the multiple reports was given there. The NFL Network was the first to report the news there. So updated protocol is also precludes reporters that those pre-game television panels that's having the sideline access and all that other good stuff there, that's gone too. They'll be going in a booth or something or a little bitty hole or some corner on the street and stuff and doing that there, because they won't be doing it on the NFL field this particular season. Yes, no, they will not do it. Okay? Speaking of the NFL, Detroit Lions, I ain't saying a doggone word about them today. You know why? Because they're off. The players had a day off. They'll get back together again this morning with some stuff there, including some hard-hitting, hopefully hard-hitting excitement. They're in pads now. They don't have to mess around. They're probably beating each other up like slop jars there. So that today's Wednesday day off, they can heal their wounds and get back to it again. Again, you don't have no exhibition season, so they got to get ready for the regular season, which is less than maybe 2 weeks away or so. So there. That's the NFL report for today. The Cincinnati Reds broadcaster there, Tom Brenneman, if you'd never heard of him, he's been on some national broadcasts on Fox, as well as used to be with the Chicago Cubs broadcasting there, and also did some White Sox broadcasting as well. He's now the regular Cincinnati Reds broadcaster until he was caught uttering a homophobic slur between innings on Wednesday's game. Yes, soon after he found out that the, you know, the mic was hot, he apologized and exited the booth. Why? Because they fired him on the spot there. Yes, before the seventh inning of game number one in Wednesday's doubleheader against the Kansas City Royals, viewers heard Brennerman call it an unknown area, the F capital of the world, which was kind of, if you heard the actual word, which I did there, you think about what that F means there. Brennerman did not seem aware that he was on the air, and soon started plugging the Reds pregame show on the Fox Sports Ohio network there, which got him no more good than what he got right now. It was a quick accident, and I'm sorry, everybody. They fired me. I gotta go. That was it. That was it. Take it for what it's worth. And for that, boys and girls, we're going to kind of end this extravaganza here for about 12 minutes of Butch on Sports tonight here. Again, short version of Butch on Sports because of the long Tiger game, and we want to kind of get Tracy Myers in there, which we, by golly, we did, and I'm glad I did it there, you know, for the hearing impaired. Again, Butch on Sports is always available for you. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. You can catch Butch on Sports on Facebook, always. You can also catch Butch on Sports on Podomatic.com. Type in SimpleButchTOO.podomatic.com and get the goodies from that source that I just gave you. You can also hear Butch on Sports on iTunes, boys and girls, along with listening to the show on thegamesportsshow.com and thegamesportsshow.podbean.com as well. And remember, I'm on Monday nights in Sault Ste. Marie on ESPN 1400, giving you the lowdowns on the sporting events and some hot topics and stuff like that there on that particular show with Scott Mason. Yes, E.J. Russell and also Dave McKay. It was good to hear Dave McKay here on the show, because we got a full blimp of hockey in his impression of it. Dave never let us down. And for that, I'm going to let you down. Hey, have a great, great weekend. It's supposed to be warm in southeastern Michigan and also in the state of Michigan. So beware, be safe, wear your mask. Keep social distancing alive and also wash your hands and stuff like that there. And be safe and treat everybody with some dignity and respect. Can you dig it? Yes, you can. Hey, have a good weekend, everybody. Check you out on a Sunday.